It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 639. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. My name on Skype is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeTechShow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers, unattended and on-demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at MikeTechShow.com or just visit InstantHouseCall.com and use the promo code MikeTechShow when you download your 15-day free trial. Show's also brought to you by Malwarebytes Tech Bench. The Malwarebytes Tech Bench tool set is a collection of all-in-one package of utilities to help you diagnose, repair, and secure Windows PCs. Tonight's show was spawned by my work Saturday night on my personal main system. I've often talked about my problems and different issues, and I was at a point where I couldn't even apply any updates because my system would just freeze and there would be a problem. And I strongly suspected that it was a video driver problem and that I had a rollback going back to restore points, even trying just a video driver update. And I have an NVIDIA GeForce 660. So let's begin. And that's the bulk of tonight's show because you will see all of the links that I got. And through my journey, there are great nuggets of things that you're going to want to have available to you. Even right before I start this, the last few days, my company has been just spending time doing a full office repair. Microsoft broke the Mappy connection in Office across all versions. Office 2007, Office 2010, Office 2013. I don't think I repaired an Office 365 yet, but the Mappy broke. Like if you go into Word and try to send an email from it, it gives you an error message. You have to do a full repair and then reboot. And it fixes the problem. As a matter of fact, this was discovered last week, Thursday night. As a matter of fact, Uncle Al provided me with a link to this Mappy problem. After that, I had 15 more workstations across multiple clients that I had to do that to. There's also something else. The Fall Creators Update has broken permission issues. Now, I've had no issues when I do the Fall Creators Update from scratch. But if you do an in-place upgrade, be prepared. And that's what we now segue into. So Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time, I get the urge to update my system to the Fall Creators Update. But before I do it, I go to the back of my computer. I unplug all USB devices except the keyboard and mouse. I have dual Samsung 24-inch monitors connected to the graphics card that I previously mentioned. I have a Core i5, I think Haswell, 32 gigs of RAM, and a bunch of SATA drive, a bunch of SSD drives connected, a 6 terabyte data drive. So now I download the media from Microsoft software downloads for doing your Windows 10 upgrade. Went through the process, took about an hour. The update went, no errors, no problems. But my first boot into the new update, I only have one monitor. Like, okay, I'll just go into system, you know, display properties and try to detect. It won't detect the other monitor. I unplug it, plug it back in. The monitor is fine. Everything's connected properly. Nothing changed. Then I go into device manager and I notice a big yellow exclamation point on the NVIDIA driver. So I right click and say go online and it says the latest driver updates there. I go to the NVIDIA control panel and it will not launch. So I'm stuck wondering what's going on. Since I couldn't update the driver, I figured let me download the latest NVIDIA driver. And I download at that moment, it was 388.59. I download the proper driver. I install, and it gets kind of funky. Things don't look good to the point where I lose both monitors. Wow. I mean, things have now digressing. Things are getting worse. So I have to go back to a restore point that the NVIDIA driver created. So once I do that, and that's not an easy process in Windows 10. And one of the first links for tonight is a link that discusses 7 ways to boot into safe mode in Windows 10. Now, one that I talked about a little while ago was you hit the power button right when the minute the logo starts to come up, and you do that 3 times where you shut your system off, and the 4th time, you conventionally navigate into safe mode, and that's not easy because once you get that screen, you have to tell it you want to do a repair, and then after the repair, you have to click troubleshoot, and then you can eventually get to an option where you can restart your system and get that traditional safe mode with networking, that traditional repair screen that we're used to seeing in Windows 7. I navigate and get back. Safe mode doesn't fix it. I have to go in and go back to a restore point. I now get back to the Fall Creators update, but one monitor again. So I read the proper way of installing the NVIDIA driver, and this probably goes for any video driver. I have links for this, which is you have to boot into safe mode and you have to download a utility. So you download this DDU utility, which is Display Driver Uninstaller Utility. I'll have a link to that. So you go into safe mode, you boot into this utility, you boot and run this utility, it wipes and cleans out the driver. You then install NVIDIA driver, and I uncheck everything except the driver. None of the experience and all these extra add-ins. Everybody recommends just go with the base driver. I do that. I come back. Now, remember, this is the latest version of the driver, and I'm back to one monitor. I don't get the second monitor, and there's an exclamation point. I'm like, this is crazy. How can this be? Does NVIDIA driver, it's not compatible with Windows 10. I just can't believe that. So I start spending a lot of time in forums and in discussions where I'm reading everybody's feedback. And there's a consensus that with Windows 10, the driver that seems stable for the NVIDIA GeForce 660 is version 378.66. It's almost a year old. We're talking February 2017. So I download that, and now I go through the proper procedure. I boot into safe mode. I run the display driver uninstaller, and then I install this driver, 378. Interesting that with this driver, one of the things that I didn't do on the previous install, it doesn't make a difference, and I'll explain in a couple minutes. There's an option that you can check to do a clean install, where all profiles are removed for that drive. Now, I don't have any profiles anyway for my video card. I'm not a gamer. So I check that box. I reboot, and it's perfect. Version 378, 10 versions earlier of the driver, works perfectly. For the first time in the Fall Creators boot that evening, we're now talking about 2 a.m. now, I have both monitors, no exclamation point. I'm like, hoo-hoo, everything's good, right? Everything's better. I thought, I worked the problem. I solved the problem. And so now I'm just checking other things, and I'm surfing, and I'm doing my work. And all of a sudden, I get, you know, that sound, doo-doo, doo-doo, when a new device is connected or a device driver or something's changing. Well, I get that. Both monitors go out, and I'm left with a circle spinning. I'm like, what's going on here? I shut down. I boot. I'm back to one display. During this time, Microsoft and my Windows 10 downloaded automatically the driver that doesn't work. And I'm back to one monitor. Now, I don't feel I'm angry at Microsoft, but I'm not angry at the problem because I know the solution. We boot into safe mode. We uninstall the video drivers. We have the driver that works. We install that, boot, we're good. But I'm going to be back to the same problem every time. So here are the two links that I believe are critical when anybody is battling a updated driver issue. Thank God Microsoft has allowed us to block hardware driver updates. So there's two ways of doing this, and I have both links. And that is how to stop Windows 10 from automatically updating drivers. You have to go to the local group policy, navigate to the Windows Update section, and this procedure will show you exactly what to do. Then do not include drivers with Windows Update, and you must activate that and turn it on. So I turn that on and I am good. So what you have to do is just follow the instructions and you're going to be fine. There's another way, which is go to Control Panel, and there is an option to do you want to automatically download manufacturers' apps and custom icons available for your devices, and you pick no. And that's another option to prevent the manufacturer apps and drivers. It's just so brutal that we have to go through that. And now that I've done that, I've also did something else. Since it's Windows 10 Pro, you can pause updates for 35 days. And I want my system over the holidays to not have any problems. I am running on a stable system that's performing really, really well. So I don't want to fight any update issues or problems right now until the new year. So I've paused all updates. How does a typical user have a fighting chance with this kind of scenario? Like I described at the beginning of the show, anybody implying the Fall Creators update, or if it's coming automatically, guess what? It's wreaking havoc in Office with the MAPI problem. It's changing permissions if the system is has any kind of shares because it's in a peer environment. This is all I've been doing is fixing issues. But we are now prepared with the solutions. So yesterday, client calls me and says, Mike, he has this old custom FileMaker Pro custom app for his business. And part of the process within his app is to click to send an attachment, and it opens Outlook and fills in the information to send the message and with the attachment. that stopped working? I said, I have the answer. And I talked him through going to control panels, programs and features, right click on office, click change. When this is regardless of the version, and then do a repair. After it was done, asked to be rebooted. He tested. It worked perfectly. I have the solutions by being ahead of the curve here, by having the Fall Creators update and having experienced it, and then had a couple clients who were pioneers with it that I was able to run into this. How do typical users survive? Yet they got to have IT support. I guess that's what keeps us in business. That's what I've been battling. And my own system is stable. And tonight's show is the first recording with all this update that happened on Saturday. So I was crossing my fingers when I was getting started tonight and I plugged in my mixer and I'm like, oh, please, please work. I did a quick sound check and everything's working. The camera's working. Everything's nice. So I wasn't sure because I hadn't had a chance to test. You got to be patient. You got to pick the time. Now, what if I did a clean install? Would that have worked? I don't know, but I don't think so. One of the things, I'm now texting my tech, Ken, in the middle of the night. I'm also texting Carrie Holzman as this is going on, as I'm looking for options. And by the way, I'm going to have a link. I don't want to depress everybody, but Ken Rose, who works for me, and he worked for me as my senior network engineer for years in my last corporate job. And we go back, we know each other for a really long time. He's a good friend. And need your prayers and whatever you can do for support. I'm going to put a link. He is going through some surgery where there's a mass on the front part of his brain tomorrow. And then he's going to be in intensive care for 6 days. So could use all good thoughts and prayers and vibes going to Ken. You know, we're hoping that everything's going to be fine. He's going to have to go through a period where he can't drive. So I lose his ability to be able to go on site by himself. Just keeping my fingers crossed that everything's going to be well for Ken. So I'm battling. I'm going to be down a man going forward next week. My oldest son is on vacation the week between Christmas and New Year's because he so deserves it. I've recruited my middle son, Ryan, is helping me for some jobs already scheduled between Christmas and New Year's where we're doing a move. So I got to unhook the patch panel and the wall mounted rack and just a lot of physical labor. And Ryan's going to be helping me for a couple of days. So I've recruited him, adjusting to all the curveballs being thrown at me, just like the system. I did not want to do a clean install because I wanted to work the problem. I wanted to know what the root cause of all of my Windows 10 troubles over the past year, and it's the NVIDIA card, at least the model that I have and the drivers that NVIDIA are releasing. I now don't have to just battle Microsoft and what they're pushing. I also battling drivers that may not be properly tested or I don't know. I mean, why would they release something that causes problems like this? Is it a combination of my hardware and motherboard? I don't know. I wanted to solve it, and I'm glad I did. All these great links, and I'm going to review them right now. There's the link to the Fall Creators update. I'm going to have a link to the NVIDIA where you go to download all of the drivers. Booting Windows 10 into safe mode, I have that link. I have the display driver uninstaller utility link, and then the two links to stop automatic updating of hardware drivers. That is all the links for my updated journey. But it doesn't stop there. There's two post problems for the Fall Creators update that I want to discuss related to my system. A client, we kind of bartered a little trade. I have a mint condition HP Color LaserJet Pro MFP M477. That's a nice color multifunction laser. It's got, this one has one drawback. It does not do automatic duplex, but It's like having a color copier. Now, I have an HP multifunction, and then I have a big Xerox for my color. My Xerox is causing problem. I'm having ghosting on black, and I'm having trouble with printouts. So I got to go through a cleaning of the rollers and a bunch of work. So he's kind of out of commission right now. So I needed color for certain handouts and certain things that I'm printing. I installed the driver on my test unit, no problem. Actually, just browsed the network and found it and then installed my iMac, piece of cake. It's got AirPrint compliant. So I printed from my iPad, my iPhone. So now I got my Windows system stable. It's Sunday morning. I'm back up. Let's install the HP driver. No joy there. No joy whatsoever. The driver looked like it would install, but every time I tried to print something, it would fail. I couldn't even print a test page. I was going crazy. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Why am I having trouble with just printing from an HP to a standard HP networked LaserJet Pro? That's when I decided, let me try the universal HP driver. I installed that and it worked perfectly. Link in the show notes is a link to the HP universal print driver for Windows. Keep that in mind when you're having problems. Now, I still don't know why the regular driver won't work on my system. So maybe there's still something going on. Here's the last problem I'm going to leave you with that I could use some advice. How can I permanently remove Bitdefender free? I tried uninstalling that a while ago, and it failed during the uninstall. And I'm sort of half installed, half not. So there's Bitdefender utilities, and one of them even says it will work with the free version. No joy. None. Revo Uninstaller Portable cannot see it because it doesn't look like it's installed. But it is because it's interfering. It's not really running, but it's interfering with Windows Defender because Windows Defender says that Bitdefender is in control, but Bitdefender's not running. I even disabled the Bitdefender service, but there's still legacy pieces that I can't get rid of. There's no uninstall for Bitdefender because I technically uninstalled it, but it didn't go away quietly. There's still pieces lingering on my system, and some pieces of software think that it's running. How can I permanently remove Bitdefender free? And I've Googled the heck out of that and have tried all the things that I mentioned. It seems like the install is clearly damaged somehow. And how do you rip out all of the pieces without searching? I did a search just to look at the registry, and there are still hundreds and hundreds of legacy information to Bitdefender. That would be a Herculean task to manually delete them. And I don't even know if I would get everything. And matter of fact, some of the registry keys I looked at, they scare me in deleting because there's other pieces that don't mention Bitdefender and I don't want to break something else. How do we try to get rid of this when it's unavailable even in Revo Uninstaller? That would be a good discussion. I would like some information. And you know, while you're at it, since I don't use CCleaner anymore because of all the hacking issues and all the problems that they've had, what are you using that you feel is reliable to clean the registry? That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank everybody for downloading and staying subscribed. I really appreciate you supporting the sponsors, Instant House Call, Malwarebytes, TechBench. And next week, I will have a regular show on Thursday night, same time, same channel. The week between Christmas and New Year's, I'm not going to do a show that Thursday, which I believe is 26, 27, 28. I'm not sure. It's like maybe the 29th. or 28th. I'm not going to do a show that night because I'm doing a show New Year's Eve. Also, hopefully I will post this up in time. You'll be able to check out Tech Vets. And we're going to be recording either Tuesday or Wednesday night next week, probably Tuesday, I'm thinking. So hopefully I can get this posted up over the weekend. And I apologize. I've been so late with getting these shows posted up. It just takes so much time that I just don't have anymore to try to edit the show and get it posted up. I want to thank everybody for hanging in there and staying with me. I'm trying to be regular here with doing the shows and coming up with, I think, relevant content that everybody can enjoy. Hopefully these links will help you and solve problems for you where it's not going to be so you're not going to run into the horrific problems I did, where I went to bed at 4 a.m. I started my journey at 9 p.m. So we're talking 7 hours for full resolution of what I described tonight. So hopefully it'll save you some time, some of these links. That's it. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.